The suspect, Major Nidal Hassan, has regained consciousness, we're told this morning, at the hospital and has been speaking to staff there. You bet investigators will want to talk to him. On its face, this case might seem like a straightforward death penalty case, but there really is no guarantee that Hassan would die for these crimes if he's convicted. Let's get to Michelle McClure. She's the executive director of the National Institute of Military Justice. She's a former JAG, a prosecutor in the Air Force. Michelle, thanks for your time this morning. I was reading with interest the last military execution was 1961 by firing squad, I should add. Why is it that it's so hard to get a death penalty case to actually get to the death portion of it?
Well, thank you, Jane. It really is a very tough thing to do in the military. As opposed to the civilian world, it's rarely sought. There have only been a handful of cases since 1961 in which the death penalty has even been sought. And since the military has reformed its laws in 1984, only 15 of the almost 50 or so individuals who have been eligible for the death penalty and have actually had it sought at their trials have been given death sentences. And of those 15, only 5 currently sit on death row. There's a whole series of appeals, both in the military system as well as the civilian system, and it really is a very tough thing, a very lengthy process, one that military JAGs are really very inexperienced at for the most part.
Why does the military make it so tough?
Well, because there are a whole series of appeals. The military system is alike the civilian system in a lot of ways in the fact that the military does have built-in appeals. It has multiple levels of appeals all the way up to the United States Supreme Court that are basically checks and balances because the military is not a system that railroads its accused. It gives full rights and benefits to the military accused, and therefore it can take decade upon decade for all of the appeals to run out, and then after the initial appeals are all exhausted, then there's also a whole set of civilian appeals, so the process takes literally several decades.
Wow.